start the shir, and before we start, so we have to give a little bit of background information, which was in the sheets over here on page 1 and 2 in the Rambam, that there's. Most people are familiar with the halacha. You're not allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry in a public place, public street, or take out from a private place, or Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, from a house to a public street. That we're familiar with. So, in order, you know, to convert the streets into more of a, which seemed to be a public place, a karmos or Rishus HaRabim, in order to make them into a Rishus HaYachid, so we put up what we call the Erev. Now really, what we put up is Tzuras HaPesach. We put up walls. The walls are made up of poles and strings, and how that converts something which is public into a private is not a shir for now. But the point is that we put up the strings, and those serve as mechitzas in order to enclose the area, and now it's considered Rishus HaYachid. So what we put up, the string, is the Erev up, the Erev down. It's really, that's not an Erev, really. Really, technically speaking, those are the Tzuras HaPesach, that's the Mechitzas. That's what's enclosing the area. The Erev is something else. And that's a separate mitzvah that Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin, that's a kun of Shlomo HaMelech, that once, even if you have a fully enclosed area, back in those days, he had what's called a chatzar. So a chatzar was an enclosed area on 3.5 wall sides. And let's assume it's closed on all 4 sides. Doesn't matter. Just with a door. So you have an enclosed area. And in the chatzar you have, let's say, 4 people live. There are 4 houses there. And each house is their own private area. And then they have a common ground in the middle. So they had the chatzar, and there was houses in the chatzar, and then the houses opened up into the common area that they used for whatever it is that they used it for, laundry or playing ball, whatever it was that they used the chatzar for. So Shlomo HaMelech, there was another takana called Erev Chatzeris that a person is not allowed to carry, even if it's totally enclosed and it's going from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. So there's no haitzah, there's no real problem of a malacha, but you're not allowed to carry from a Rosh Hashanah, which is a private, single person uses it, to a common shared area. Because the Chazal were concerned that since the Chatzar was used by many people, it was a common area used by many people, it looked like a Rosh Hashanah. Just like a Rosh Hashanah is a public area, so the Chatzar, which is the common shared area, the area of shared use, looks somewhat like a Rosh Hashanah. And Memela, to take from your house, which only you use, to take to the public area, which everybody uses, is similar to taking from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore they asserted taking from one person's house to the chatzar, which is the shared area. Now, that means you're still allowed to carry inside the chatzar, because it's Rosh Hashanah. So let's say you have the little toys out there, or whatever kalim were in the chatzar, you're allowed to carry inside the chatzar. It's not a Rosh Hashanah mamish. All it is that they're not allowed to take from the Rishus HaYachid, from the houses, from the private place, to the common area. And this is all talking about when it's all only Jews. Well, all the chatzah, all the batim, are inhabited by Yidden. So you have 4 Yidden sharing a chatzah. In order for them to carry from the house to the chatzah, they need to make an Erev Chatzeris. And this is the takana of Shlomo HaMelech. One who makes an Erev Chatzeris, make a bracha on it. It's a mitzvah midrabanan to go make an Erev Chatzeris. So that's what we have in the Rambam. And the Rambam goes on 5 halachas to explain exactly the nature of the gzera and how the Erev works. Now, so what does the Erev accomplish? How does the Erev take care of this problem? So what the Erev accomplishes is instead of having 4 people, 4 individual people that share a common ground, what we have is that everybody essentially moves in to the house of the Erev. What an Erev is that everybody shares the piece of bread. So now you have a piece of, you have, they would go around. Let's say technically what they would do is they would go to each household. Each household would put in a cup of flour. You take this flour, you make a challah out of it. Now everyone has one shared bread. And what happens is, it's as though they share the food and they put the food in one of the houses of the batim or one of the batim of the chatzar. And it's as though everyone lives in that house. So you all have one house and one chatzar. So therefore, it's not multiple people, multiple houses sharing a chatzer. Everyone lives in one house. So it's like one household. One household could have many people in it, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. All the houses are considered really living in that one house, and that would be how the Eruv would take care of the problem. So that's just the Akdama. So when we technically we talk about the Eruv, really, that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing the strings and the mechitzas. The Eruv is something else. It's a mitzvah and darbanon to make an Eruv chatzeres, even inside a closed area. There's one other thing that we have to know before we get into all these questions, all the shahs, is that the Eruv only works if there are, it's only Yidden. There's only Jews together in the chatzer. If there's a chatzer, that there's a goy living in the chatzer, so you have two Jews and one goy, okay? If there's one Yid and one goy, then it's not a problem. But if there's more than one Yid, you need an Eruv. And then there's a goy living there, the goy asers the whole chatzer. The goy, you can't make an Eruv if there's a goy living there. Because Chazal didn't want that we should live together in a small area of a chatzer together with a goy, because we'll learn from him. We're going to learn from the goyim if we're sitting there in one chatzer together with them. And therefore, Chazal said that if a goy is living in the Eruv, inside the chatzer, the goy asers the whole entire chatzer, and you can't make an Eruv if the goy is there. So the only Eitzah, if there is a goy in the chatzer, is that every Shabbos, technically, one would have to go and rent the house from the goy, or at least the chatzer. Rent, let's say, the house from the rishus of the goy from the chatzer. And as you go to the goy and you say, "I would like for you to rent me your house, and you could stay living there as a guest, as my guest, but you're not actually the real person living there. I'm really the owner. You're renting it to me. It's mine now, and I'm letting you live there as a guest. So a guest doesn't have the same, you know. And the reason Chazal made this is because, you know, to do this every week would be very complicated, and therefore people wouldn't end up wanting to live together with Guy. It was his idea. Now, nowadays, one may ask. So let's just take the most basic thing, just understand. So we have an Erev in the city, so the whole city is surrounded by walls because we have strings and that encloses the area. We still need an Erev Chatzeres because multiple families. So the Rabbanim make an Erev Chatzeres, and very good, so all the Jews are now living together. But there's a lot of Goyim that live here. So you have to rent the area. So what do? Knock on every Goy's house and say, can I do a Schiris? Can I rent your house from you? It's very complicated. So, how nowadays we do the schiras? Maybe we'll get to it at the end of the shir if we have time. But that's a little bit complicated, and according to many people, this is the biggest problem with any Erev is how to do this schiras nowadays. And the poskim go to length to explain exactly how we do schiras nowadays from the guy. But this is the basic understanding of the halachas now. Actually, there's a very, we'll see that there's a very interesting Beis Meir. Chassam Sofer also discusses the Havamina. He says this whole thing was talking about when you had small chatzeres and you're living in Eretz Yisrael, and really you shouldn't be bringing goyim into your chatzer. So, but nowadays we live in Galus and we live amongst the goyim. So what type of tekan is this? Don't live amongst the goyim. You have to live amongst the goyim. Hashem put us in Galus. We have no choice. Not only that, most of the places don't even, either you have to live only the Jews by themselves, they put you together, or they don't allow you to live by yourself. So, the Beis Meir has a tzad that even if you can't do schiris, nowadays the whole din of schiris wouldn't apply, and even if you can't do schiris, you should still do an Erev, because maybe the Erev works anyway. Because nowadays, maybe this whole thing, they can't live amongst the guy, doesn't really apply. And he says, however, not because the reason doesn't apply, because we're still Yomim Mimaisav, even more. Of course, yeah, we talk a little, learn from them, but Mimaisav, we have no choice. That's what the Beis Meir says. Let's see if that applies anywhere. Okay. But getting into the Shailas, so a person lives in a city, a person relies on their Rabbanim, there's an Erev Chatzeres, and that's it. The Shaila becomes when a person goes away on a trip or something like that, you know, starting this summer, people go all different places. And people go to hotels, or people will go, let's say, to away for Shabbos and stay in a condo, in an apartment building, and all these type of things. So a person will look into it and say, well, there's no Erev in the city, so I can't carry outside the hotel, but the hotel isn't closed. So I could carry from my room, let's say we have two rooms, I'll carry from my room and I'll go into the hall and I'll take the stuff, you know, back and forth, my room to the lobby, to the hallway, etc. And the hotel is totally enclosed. So there's no problem. I'm not going to carry outside because there's no Eruv. You know, I'm in the middle of wherever. But I'll carry within the hotel. What's the problem? Or inside the apartment building. You know, a person's renting a condo and they're gonna carry their stuff outside their room into the lobby, into the hallways. So what's the problem? The problem is that one is required in order to carry, even though it's in a enclosed area, one is required to have an Eruv Chatzeris. Because there's multiple houses, multiple diras inside the hotel or inside the apartment building. Every family or person has their own dira. And then there's a common area, the lobbies, the hallways. And therefore, one is not allowed to carry without an Eruv Chatzeris from the individual apartments, individual rooms, to the lobbies, which is the common area. So therefore, the shayla becomes a person, and this shayla people call, you know, people that are aware of the inyan of Eruv Chatzeris call with shayla sometimes. As a person, you know, what do I do if I'm in this hotel for Shabbos and, you know, there's a shul over there, I'm going to walk, but I'm not going to carry anything to the shul, but am I allowed to carry around the hotel? Do I need an Eruv Chatzeris? This is a very nedigeh shayla. It's also nedigeh hospitals.
It's only a shayla if there's more than one Jew in the hotel.
Okay, right. So this is part of the shayla. So the it's also nedigeh hospitals. Person's in a hospital, then each chayla has their own room. Each patient has their own room, and then there's common areas. So, would one need in order to carry out of the room into the, or let's say there's a, you know, there's, you want to get a drink or whatever. There's a room with food. Are you allowed to bring it from the common area into the room? The room is your own room, and the common area is the chatzar, and you're not allowed to carry from the chatzar to the batim without an Eruv Chatzeris. So, would one need an Eruv Chatzeris inside these places? Cruises, people have asked about if they're on a cruise. I'm not getting involved in that shayla. If it was for sure on Shabbos, different inyan. But on the place can talk about Sfinis and stuff like that. So these are the shaylas. If one would need an Erev, then one would also have to remember you also need to do Schiris because there's Jews there and there's Goyim there. So you would have to both do an Erev to put all the Jews together, and you would have to do a schiris to rent out the area from the goy. So how would you? What's the halacha on all this? So that's the background of the shayla. So the first thing is correct is that if you're in a place that you're the only Jew there, or al pi roiv, you don't know that there's any other Jew, and al roiv, you can rely that there's no other Jews there. So in a chanami, like Rabbi Englund, they're saying the whole takana doesn't apply if there's one Jew, even if he's living with a lot of other goyim. There's only one Jew in the place. He doesn't have to have an Erev. So if the person would be there by himself, there's no shayla.
You can carry wherever you want. Just
inside the enclosed area. It's inside the building, inside the enclosed area. If you go outside, then you have to check if it's enclosed. I mean, it may not be, it may be complicated. To, you know, someone doesn't know the halachas, may not know, is this considered enclosed, is it not considered enclosed. But in the enclosed area, so there's no shayla of Rosh, but you're allowed to carry in the hotel itself, from the room to the lobbies, etc. That you that if you're the only yid there, it wouldn't be a problem. What? If there's that's like Maron Derech HaPesach. So it's like the as the oisin and Maron.
Same family took two rooms.
More than one room.
Do you count as two Jews or as one Jew?
If they're only connected Derech HaPesach. They can ma'arav themselves Derech HaPesach and carry that way, but not through the lobby. You mean it?
Do they need to make an Erev altogether? The same family took an adjoined, two adjoined rooms.
I don't know. I don't know exactly, because they're not connected over here. What do you mean? It's like you have mechitzas all the way up to the top.
It's one group.
But there's mechitzas all the way to that. If they eat together in the same room, you have to work out. If they eat, okay, so then if they're all eating from one, we'll get to that. So there's four potential heterim in figuring out if you would require an Erev or not. Okay, there's four heterim. So we'll go through all four heterim and then we'll see how they apply. And some of them apply to hotels, some of them only apply to this type of scenario, and some to that type of scenario. So we'll go through the four heterim. And people a lot of times throw out these svaras, and we'll see if they really are valid. So The first scenario, the first heter, it's on page 4. Okay, it's on page 4, and it's the Shulchan Aruch and the end of Siman Shin Ayin. Shulchan Aruch says that Hamisarich b'chotzer, afilu nisarich b'vayis b'fnei atzmo. If a person's a guest, im lo nisarich derech keva, if he's not there in a permanent way, ela l'lamid yoyim epochis, eina oisa b'nei achotzer. If all the people living there are only living there for less than 30 days, so you're only in Oireach, so you don't really have dira in the chatzar. You're only a guest in the chatzar. So that type of dira is not so permanent, doesn't aser the chatzar, doesn't require an eruv. So if you have many guests, so none of them are permanent, and therefore there's no real person living there. The whole takana is if multiple people live in houses and they share a common area, that's the takana of erev. But if no one's really living there, everyone's just there temporarily, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you're there for less than 30 days, not a problem. Okay? However, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds, this is the next page, 5, the Shulchan Aruch adds the following, Hagah, the Ramah, I mean, Vafilu Marchim Rabim u'Baal Bayis Echad. Even if you have many, many guests and one Baal Bayis, you consider everybody as an Oireach. Like they're visiting the Baal Bayis. So you have a chatzar. One guy owns the chatzar. One guy owns one house in the chatzar. So he lives there. Everyone else comes in and out, lives there for a week at a time. So really, everyone's as like his erech. He's the main Baal Bayis, and everyone is his guest. Okay? The Dafka, however, says the Ramah, very important, but the Ika Baal Bayis Echad Kavua. There has to be somebody living there. Because then the guests are considered the non-temporary people, and they're just visiting the Baal Bayis. So if you have a place that there is no Baal Bayis, the whole mitzvah of it is that everybody is always there temporarily, so then that's the dira. So then that's considered, each person is considered the person who's living there, because there's nobody there that's more permanent than them. So there has to be, the Be'er Halacha says it doesn't have to be the owner of your individual apartment. It has to be that there's one permanent person living there. But if there's nobody living there, then you're not considered his guest. You're not considered any guest. And therefore, all the temporary people would be considered the permanent residents. And therefore, they would aser now each other and they would require an eruv. Okay, so if you have one person living there, then everyone's batalt him. But if nobody is living there, then they all aser each other. That's one thing. Just to say, well, we're there for less than 30 days, you would have to know, you know, does that work? Number two is, there's a Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Samech, Avimu b'makom akom tzrichim liskor gam reshu. So if there's a goy living there, then it requires a schirs and an eruv. And in the Shaar Tzion, he explains, v'loim rinam b'zeh diyu nitpolim l'goy, in other words, if the only person living there permanently is a goy, we don't assume that Jews are guests of a goy. So you cannot become an oireach of a goy, because yidden are independent. You don't become an oireach and tafel to a goy. You're forget the yid is not going to be visiting an oireach as a temporary resident because he's visiting the goy. If he's living there in a temporary way, and the only person living there permanently is a goy, then you assume all the Jews are considered the real residents, and the goy, you're not tafel to him. Okay? So this is the first klal. So if we would take this rule and apply it to, let's say, a hotel. So some people say, well, listen, everyone in the hotel is only there for a week. Let's say there's multiple Jews there. You're in a hotel in the middle of a very populated place, and you see Jews, and there's multiple Yidden over there. So you say, yeah, but everybody here is only here temporarily. No one's here for 30 days. No one's here for a week, at maximum 10 days. So therefore, no one asks. But the question is, that doesn't work for two reasons. First of all, there's nobody that lives in the hotel permanently that you could be bottled to him. The owner for sure doesn't. So you'll say maybe one of the workers of the owner. So I don't know how it works, but most of these places, you have people that work there, but they don't live there. They'll come in, let's say, for a night shift, a day shift, or whatever. They definitely don't have a place to sleep there necessarily, and or to eat there in a permanent way. They eat their sandwich, their lunch, or whatever. But there's nobody living there that you could say that you're tuffel to them. That's number one. Number two is if a hotel is owned by a non-Jew, so then even if he does live there, you're not bottled to him. So let's say you would say he has a manager, and the manager lives in the hotel. He has an apartment, a suite, whatever. But if the manager that has the suite is a guy, you're also not tuffle to him. So therefore, this heter, that the fact is people say, well, I'm only there for a week, because that halacha wouldn't help in the case of a guy. Now, if you have an apartment that has, let's say, a section that has condos in it, and you taka have permanent, you have yidden that live there permanently, so maybe those yidden need an erev, because if there's more than one yid that lives there permanently, then they goof and need an erev out to that. But let's say, but if there's, there's a couple apartments and there's a yid that lives in the building, then it would taka not require an erev. There's some hotels like that they have like a section which is more permanent. But stamazoy, a person goes to a regular hotel, so this heter would seem to not apply for these two reasons. Because number one, there's nobody else living there permanently that you could say that as an ereach, you're tuffel to them. And second of all, even if there's a manager or somebody that does live there, it would only be that the person's a goy and it wouldn't work.
Does he count if he lives there, if he doesn't actually live there, if he just owns it? The owner of the hotel, it counts as a goy that
out. If what? No, he has to live there.
Right.
That's what the Rama said. Rama said that. So he has to have all his lina or his pizza there. He has to either be eating. Has to.
If one person's more permanent, let's say like in a bungalow colony, there's one family that's there for like 2 months and everyone else is less. They become
bottle? If that person, he's not, I would think so. I didn't see that brought down, but that's the chiddush, that the pshat is that you don't have to, that the permanent person that lives there doesn't have to own the other people's dira. As long as he's there. That's what Bir Halacha says. What?
By bungalow colony, they can be there long, they just aren't.
Yeah, it doesn't say that here, that your schiris was, it doesn't say you only ever, it says you live there for 30 days. It doesn't say why you live there for 30 days, it doesn't talk about that.
I know, they live there and they're only there for a month.
In that case. But if there's two people that live there for 2 months and they need an erev, so it doesn't, now this inyan, whether you can become tafel to a guy, is a machloikis. The Sharatin over here, it says it's a machloikis, but it depends how you learn. In page 6, there's a very interesting case in the Ramah, which we'll see if we can apply it to the cruises and whatever. But the Ramah says, Sfina sheyesh ba Yisraelim rabim. If you have a boat that has a lot of Jews on it, and they're there for Shabbat, sheyesh lam batim yuchadim, and each person has their own room on it. So tzrichim le'arev v'lisko rishus min ha'inu yudu. You have to do a regular erev, balasfina, because the owner of the boat is a guy. So it seems to be pretty explicit in the Ramah that if the owner of the boat is a guy, even though there's an owner and everyone else is there as guests on the boat, you would still need an erev because the guy owns the boat. So you can't be tough to go, and that's where Bir Halacha learned. Others learn that we're talking about in those days people would go on boats for like months at a time. So people were taka permanent there. So that's why in that case you need an erev, because you're not an ereach. But if you would be an ereach, less than 30 days, you could become tafel to the goy. Okay, that's a shah hadal in there. Okay, so this is the first heter, that if you're not there for 30 days, and that would depend on the metzias. But normally, in a regular place, that there's no yid living there, mamish, all the time, Amol, you have that in a real Hamish, hotel or whatever, a from hotel or something like that, that the owner taka lives there the whole summer, or whatever, he lives there the whole time. So then you could have that case, maybe, that there's one person living there and everyone's considered their guest. They wouldn't require an heir in that case. But some of the person goes to a hotel, after this heter, there would be a person, l'chayr, wouldn't be able to rely on that in a hotel scenario. The next heter that people say is that like this. It's called Tfisas Yad, and it's over here on page 7, that we can read it inside. It's Simen Shin Ayin Siv Beis. So Shulchan Aruch says over there, Baal Bayis Sheish L'Harbe Batim B'Chatzer, one person has houses, and he rents them out to different people. V'yesh Lo B'Chol Echad Mem Dvarim She'enam Nitam B'Shabbos. He leaves inside the houses his own personal stuff. And his stuff is heavy, and it's not movable on Shabbos. So essentially, what happens is, since he rents out the rooms to other people, but he keeps inside the room an area that he uses for his own storage. He uses for his own stuff. Okay? So then, in that case, it's everyone's considered a guest, again, like he says over here, l'fishinatsu kulam arkham etzlein. Since it's really his house, and he's just renting it to you, but he kept in the house a rishos to keep his own stuff there, so he didn't give away his house totally to you. He didn't give it away legamri. He's allowing you to use part of the house, but he's also keeping part of the house for himself, because he has stuff in the house that belongs to him. So therefore, it's not considered that you're the owner of the house. You're the one that's living there. Fakir, he's considered the owner, and you're just an ereach. You're just a guest. Okay. So people want to say that, for example, a hotel room where the owner of the hotel keeps the beds, all the furniture is his. Everything is his. Since it's his, so therefore, he has a tfisas yad in all the rooms. And really, he still owns the rooms. He's still the real permanent resident of the room. And you're just an ereach that he's letting you stay in his room. Okay? This is the heter of tfisas yad. Now, a lot of people use this heter of tfisas yad. But there's three major problems with this heter of tfisas yad. The first one is, the Chazon Ish holds, that you don't say, which is very logical, that although Ramosh and Igros Moshe argues on the Chazon Ish. There's a big machlokes over here between the Igros Moshe and the Chazon Ish. In this case of the hotel. Because what is the person keeping in the room? What's the owner of the hotel keeping inside the room? The furniture that he's letting the person who's renting the room use. So it's part of the rental. So says the Chazon Ish, so the Ramosha holds, it doesn't matter. Ramosha holds, the guy owns stuff in the room, it's called Tfisas Yad, and therefore everyone that lives in the room is just considered a guest, he's not really living there.
Just to be a Jewish owner?
Okay, we'll get to that. That's problems two and three, but I'm still on problem one. So the problem one with the Tfisas Yad is that it could be not Tfisas Yad Bechlal, because says the Chazon Ish, a very logical Svara. What's the whole Svara? That the owner is keeping himself, like a case we said, an area of the house that's his storage, and he's keeping his stuff there, and therefore, he doesn't want to give away his house to Gamri. So he gave it to you a little bit, but really, you're not there as a permanent resident. But says the Chazon Ish, you put stuff there that you're goofy letting the person who's living there use it. So it's for him. So what do you see from there that I'm his guest? He's renting me a furnished apartment.
It has to be like a locked closet.
Not a locked. It has to be that. It's my stuff. It's kaved, he says. You're not going to move it. So it could be, it's kvedim. So you have a big bed, big furniture, so you're not going to be able to move the stuff on Shabbos. So that would be tzitzis yad, but not if the pshat is that part of the rental is use the bed. So this is a machlokes now between the Chazon Ish and the Igros Moshe, but it's also Friedrich Achrayim argue about this. And what? Oh, so it could be. It could be that we'll get to that. Maybe there it's a better svara. But stuff that's for the purpose of the dar, the purpose of the renter, the tenant, and in this case, the hotel, the person that's using the hotel room, to use that stuff, that's not tfisas yad, says the Chazon Ish. The Shevet Alevi has a tshuva, that's actually, it's written to Ari Ralbag, and he was here like not long ago. So it's written to him. Anyway, so the Shevet Alevi says that it's very hard to be mekel against the Chazon Ish. And this svara, even though Igros Moshe was mekel, but the svar of the Chazon Ish is very mistaver, and brings other achronim that go with the Chazon Ish. So the achra of the Shevet Alevi is that one should be choishish for the Chazon Ish, that it's not called tfisas yad. Rav Moshe says it is, so there's what to rely on that. The problem.
For an apartment building also, not to be said, will be the same issue as the hotel.
Apartment building doesn't have that.
You have the stove and all the stuff.
Yeah, that's what Ramosh is talking about. He's talking about the radiator. Ramosh is talking about the radiator. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what Ramosh is talking about.
So, you have the same issue.
The same machlokes. So, but it depends what you're using it for, whatever. So therefore, this heter that everybody's really by the owner as a guest is subject to this machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Ramosh. That's one tzad to not rely on that heter. But there's another two tzadim, which is what Isaac mentioned, is that we already said before that a yid is not considered the guest of a goy. A yid is not considered the guest of a goy. So if you have a goy living in a chatzar, and you have everyone else is there for less than 30 days, you're not considered the guest of a goy. So l'chaira, one would argue that, and that's what I was thinking, is that since the whole idea of tfisas yad is that you're the guest of the owner. So, l'chor, it's the same thing. You're an ireach, but you're not an ireach of a guy. You're not an ireach of a guy. So therefore, if the owner is a guy and he owns the stuff, then weiter. Since the Shulchan Aruch says that the point of the heter is you become his guest, a yid will become a guest of a guy. So I was thinking about this, and I found in the Chassid Yitzchak, Taka says this idea. It's the last page, I think. Did I copy it here? Yeah. In the last page, in page 8, the Minchas Yitzchak says this. Ufima da asa makal anal, the davar zeh imay reach yisrael batal gabay balabayis nochi tol abesh l'ravi to big machloikes. So therefore, in Dvar M'sheinim tol machmas koivdan, it would be tol in that same machloikes. So, and he says, the pashtas you should be machmer for that also. So tfisas yad wouldn't be a heter if the owner was a goy. It would come out the same chumrah. And furthermore, one other thing, which also I was looking high and low for this, I was thinking if it's the same thing, and I found in the Tshuvas Betzel HaChochma, which is Betzel Stern from Australia. Anyway, so in the Tshuvas Betzel HaChochma, he says this also, but he says that, Lamaisa, he didn't find anyone else say that before, but he says, since also, you're not the guest, it said over there that if you're only there for 30 days, you're the guest of the owner, if there's a person that owns the house, but only if that owner lives there. If the owner doesn't live there, you're not his guest. So to here, if the owner of the hotel doesn't live there, so you can't be his Ereach. Just like you're not his Ereach if he doesn't live in the Chatzar and you're there for less than 30 days, you're not bottled to him. So also, you're not bottled to him if he doesn't live there. This is already a chiddush because it didn't really see it brought down anywhere. No, but not the Archim would ask for each other. The Archim would ask each other, they're not Nitpal if the guy doesn't live there. That's what we said in. Because the owner has to live there. What?
The
whole din earth doesn't work for the guy. So, why does Moshe
have to help in the apartment building?
It's not Kasher Moshe. This is a Stamas Svara. I don't know that all the Achrayim hold to this. That the Irech of Tfis Asiyat also can't be by a guy. I'm not sure everyone holds it. I'm saying a Svara. It's Mestaver. It's Mr. Mestaver. But it's Machlik Zachrayim. I don't know how he went in that Machlik Zachrayim either. So, Akuponim. So, this Heter Tfis Asiyat is telling three Shilas. Basically, to use correct. That's why I was thinking that it should be telling the same Ereach as over there. But maybe it's a different type of Ereach. So now we're up to the second Heter, and the Shaila is by the hotel if you have this second Heter. So the first Heter was that you live for less than 30 days, and we said that it won't work if the owner of the hotel or manager doesn't live there. And if he's a guy, it also probably won't work. The second Heter is you're a guest there because the owner of the hotel has stuff inside the hotel, but if that's for the use of the tent of the people living there, so that's telling machlokes achrayim, machlokes chazanish and igus moisha, and it's and a lot more achrayim go like the chazanish, and also the shaila would be if this whole heter would work by a guy. So that's the second heter. The third heter is also the chazanish is the one that creates the shaila over here, because there's another heter that people tend to say, which is that you don't really live there because the owner, Yochol Asalkoi, you could really move you around. So you can't say I'm such a permanent, like in my house, I live in my house. But if I don't live in a hotel, Varai, he can move me around from room to room, and therefore what type of dira is that? Since I don't have real kvias there, he can move me around. So therefore, it's not considered I'm living there. Yochol Asalkoi. It's not in the sheets, but I didn't think we'll get there. So, but Yochol Asalkoi. So this is brought down in the Bir Halacha. The thing is that there's two reasons why this Heter doesn't work in a hotel. The first reason is because, first of all, the Chazanish doesn't hold the whole Heter. The Bir Halacha says it is a good Heter, the Chazanish argues on the whole Heter altogether. And Rosh Mizalman in Minchas Shloima is Choshesh to the Chazanish. So you should be Machmel like that Chazanish. So it's not posh this whole heter they can get rid of you, but by the hotel it doesn't work anyway, because by the hotel you can't, once you paid for the room, he can't get rid of you, he can't move you out of the hotel, he can move you from one room to another room. So therefore that works. Legabi the common areas, you're still living there as much as you were before, you still live in the chatzah. So the whole idea of Yachal of the Heter was when the Goy could get rid of you out of the Chatzar Lagamri. You don't have any ownership. But here, you paid for the room, so he owes you a room in the hotel. He can't get rid of you. So Mamela, you do have a room in the hotel. He can't get rid of you Lagamri. He can get rid of you from this room to that room. But as far as the lobby is concerned, either way, you have Rishos in the lobby. So it could be that what someone at Taina, that the hallways on each floor don't need an heir. If you want to move from your room to the hallway, since anyone can be moved from one floor to the other, so no one really lives on any specific floor. So Lagabi, each lobby is like its own chatzar, and no one really has just in that specific chatzar, because they can move you to a different room. They're going to call you up, oh sorry, we got a complication, we need that room, move you to another floor. But Lagabi, the lobby, which is a common area, that for sure you have a Rishusin, and therefore that would still be Aser. So, but even that heter, the Chazanish and Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't necessarily go with that heter. So this is a regular hotel. These are the three heterim, and Maisa, they're not Pashat, these heterim, and therefore it would seem as though one should try to make an Erev in these hotels. There's one other case of a hotel, like a Pesach program or something like that, where everybody eats together in one room. So if everybody eats together in a regular hotel, it's not like that. You know, there's 14 different restaurants, and there's, you know, half the people aren't eating in the hotel, and the food has nothing to do with the hotel. So that, it wouldn't help. But in a kosher hotel, and they rent out the whole entire hotel, and everyone's eating together in the dining room, so that taka is a good heter. If everyone's eating together in one room, so then it's considered one big family, and the makam pita is mechaber everyone, and therefore you wouldn't need an Erev in such a case. So if a person's going to that type of hotel, then and everyone's mamash eating together in the room, in the dining hall, then that would not require an Erev, and that case is good. And that's like similar to the scenario of the cruise. There's a letter from the Stipler that says on a boat, you could rely on this heter, because on a boat, generally, that's the metzias. But the verse finishes, "Yesh l'chol echad chedim yuchad v'oichlim b'makom echad pashat shezeu adin da'achan sh'ochel shulchan echad." That's takamotar. So, like a cruise type of scenario where everyone's on a boat, everyone has their own rooms, but everyone eats together in the dining hall or a kosher hotel, let's say Pesach program or whatever, that everyone's eating together, that does not require.
There's one guy that lives there, though.
No, you don't need to come on to that heter. I'm saying everyone's eating together. It's a better heter. No. Because the guy's good for eating there. You're saying, who cares? It's a good party. It doesn't have a separate dira. There's no multiple diras here. It's only one dira. Everyone's nikva according to the makam pita. So there's only one dira in the place. Now, if you see you have a kosher hotel that only half of it is, and the other half people are all, you know, that's back to the old child. I don't know. Okay. So this is the Gabi the hotel. So if it's a kosher hotel program, cruise type of thing, and you have the heter of the eating, fine. Otherwise, in the hotel, in a regular hotel, and there's more than one yid there, if there's two rooms in one family, that's probably not a problem. But one, multiple families, then l'chara, there's definitely room to be machmer, could be mekar adin, there's enough shittas to be choshesh for, to make an erev. You want to know if you want to make a bracha on the erev, maybe, you know, you have remotion, you have other things. So chumra not to make a bracha, but definitely lechatchila to make an erev. I don't know. If everyone's eating in their own room from one baal bayis, right, that's a separate child.
Well, let's say in a hotel, where each one's in the same room, in different rooms, they're all...
I'll say mechal shulchanai, whatever. Right. That could be also good.
The fact that the eating, the manager of the
that only helps. Okay, he's getting to the next thing, which is that let's assume, since you brought it up, we'll go there now. So let's assume you do need an Erev in a hotel. So you can make the Erev by yourself. You don't have to go to all the Jews or whatever. Ask a Rav how to make an Erev, and you make the Erev. Fine. The thing is that there's still goyim there. And we said that an Erev won't work if there's goyim in the hotel. So what do you do with the goyim? You have to rent out the area. You have to rent out all the rooms from the goyim. How are you going to do that? So that's the halacha that you're mentioning, is that the halacha is that you can go to one person who has some level of ownership or rights to each room, and since he has some rights to the rooms, he also has the rights to rent the room to you. So you don't have to go to each guy, you can go to one person that represents everybody and rent the room from him. So it could be you could go, that's what you're talking about. You know, but the fact that you go in your room has nothing to do with it. The lemaisa, you live there. Okay? Again, maybe we'll get to that a little later. The in more detail. Okay, so this is Legabi, the hotel. So, if you have, for example, an apartment building, so again, so the apartment building, you're going away to a place, and you're in there's no air in the neighborhood, and you're inside this building. So you're allowed to carry inside the stairwell. So the shaila would be that over there you don't have any of these heterim. Each person lives in their own apartment, and they have a common area, the hallways, and the chayr, they should all ask for each other, and you should have to do an erev, and a schiris erev for the Jews, if there's more than one family there, and a schiris for the goy. Again, if the owner of it has, that's what Moshe is talking about in the tshuva there, he has in each apartment, tfisas yad, he has some sort of kalim that he keeps there, you know, he's talking, you know, let's say they provide appliances or whatever. So that would be telling the machlokes between the chazanish and Ramosh in that case, but all the other heterim wouldn't apply in the case of the apartment building.
That would only work if they're renting from him. If it's condos that everybody owns their own apartment, it would not help because nobody has anything there.
Lachar, depends how you read it. It's a shaila here because the Shulchan Aruch says Habrishilon Hiskiron. It sounds like he has to right. You know, the Baal Bais has to be the. He can't be sold it, but not everyone.
There's a condo association.
What?
There's a condo association.
That doesn't help for this. What the condo association helps for is something else. Again, the same shaila would apply to Gabe. How do you do the schiris from the guy? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. How that would help, maybe. Well, let's say you have, which also came up as a shaila. Well, let's say you have a Pesach program, where it's not a hotel. A hotel we discussed, but. You have that there's individual, each person, there's individual houses there. And, you know, there's individual homes, and they the Pesach program provides food, let's say, and a shul, whatever they provide for the people. So, this is a shaila that came up, that the question is, you need an Erev Chatzeres over there, if there's only, again, if there's you know, if they're the only people living there. So there's a tzad, like what Rav Leiden mentioned, that since everyone's getting food from one source, you know, theoretically, so they're relying on him for food, maybe they're considered, Oichal Shachana, they're considered one family. But many people come there and bring their own food to these places. So in that case, that wouldn't apply, and therefore you have multiple families, you need an Erev. And again, the shaila would be, if you need an Erev in all these cases, so you need an Erev, and then you need to address the goyim, you need to do a schiris from the goyim as well. So
you're paying for your food.
Huh? Yeah, that's also tied. There's one more. Right. Now, what about one more case? So we spoke about the hospital, we spoke about the hotels, the Pesach programs, the cruises.
In an apartment building or in a hotel, the issue is only taking from the room into the hallway.
Right.
But once your stroller is in the hall,
you're allowed to carry it within the hallway. That's what we said originally.
That's all one big chutzpah.
Yeah, you're allowed to carry it inside the hall, right? It's not like pushes around. You're just not allowed to carry it into the rooms. Right, so you'd be allowed to, let's say, carry it from the lobby through the stairwells and everything like that. The apartment buildings, bungalow colonies, and these things for sure, the pastures need an Erev. The last case was the hospital. So the hospital, you have multiple people in different rooms, and again, you know, so you have on the hospitals more. They have more tzad to be makel. There's two tzad to be makel on the hospital. First of all, over here. You have the svar tfisas yad that the owner, you know, the owner, the baal bas of the hospital, has stuff in each room. And over here, even the Chazon Ish would agree, because what do they have in the rooms? They don't just have a bed that you're using; they have stuff which is their own equipment that they keep in the rooms. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's movable stuff on wheels, sometimes they'll bring in this stuff to check the vitals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't count. But if they have heavy stuff that they're not moving. And it's not made for the patient. It's made for their personal computers or whatever. So then that would be a hetter. You have to know the metzias. You know, even according to the Chazon Ish, he would agree in that case because there's a strong tfisas yad in each room that the owner doesn't, you know, have. The owner has real stuff there that they're keeping. Okay, so then you have the other two chumras on that, right? To be machmer, those two svar. But there's another svar that's brought down from Rabbi Yashiv. And also I saw in the Tshuvas Betzalel Chochma, he says this also. It's kind of a technical svara, but you have to know. He says, you have to understand. What? It's mukta. Yeah, but the person moving it would be a guy, so that wouldn't help. You can't move it. The shas, can the owner move it? And if the owner is a guy, then we don't care about mukta, and he'll move it. The only thing that would matter for the guy is if it's heavy.
It's part of the heaven.
No, but it's telling if the owner is going to keep it there the whole Shabbos. I have no idea if the owner is going to keep it there the whole Shabbos. Now, the mice, they say a very good... Well, the monitor is right. They definitely have stuff there. So, the shayla is like this. The shayla in the hospital, Rabbi Yashiv, is brought down from Rabbi Yashiv and also from, I said, Mitzal Chochma. They say a svara like this. That the whole idea of a hospital is not the pshat that the patient is renting the room. He has no shaykhis to the room. He's not renting the room b'chlal. He's paying the hospital to provide him with his refuah, with his medical needs. For them to provide the medical needs, they put you in a bed, in a room, whatever. They don't want you to run around all over the place. But there's no kinyan on the room b'chlal in a hospital. There's no, the patient doesn't have a kinyan schir. It's not like a hotel. You paid for the schirs for the room. You rented the room for 2 days. This is no shaykhis. Your hospital fee doesn't include paying for the room. You're not paying schirs. You have no bailus on the room. And they say even if you requested, let's say an individual room, a certain type of room, it's still you're not renting the room. That's just you're requesting that they should provide you the service in this way. So yeah, because for me to provide you the service in this way, it costs me more. You have no bailus. You wouldn't be mechuyev b'dikas chametz on this room. It's not a rental. It's not a rental of a room b'chlal. This is as far that they want to say. How does he say it in the Betzalel Chochma? He says, "Hadavar yadua ki bebatei cholim loy maskirin chadarim mecholim hamushpazim misham." They don't rent you a room. So you're not renting. There's no schiras here. There's no technical rental of a room. Sure. It's not the same type of agreement.
You're in a private room, you're just paying that no one else should be there.
You're paying that
no one else should be there.
No, you're paying for
okay.
They can put you in the hall. There's an emergency.
Right. You could be waiting. You could be waiting and paying the same amount if you're waiting in the triage for 12 hours. Because there's nothing that you're paying for the service.
Yes,
so the now Lemaisa, this is the place can bring this down as a heter, although Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in that tshuva from Mincha Shlomo, he says he's not super thrilled with this whole business, and for sure the other svaras that the nurses and the owners, they eat there, they don't really, no one really lives there, so and that the fact that they can move you from room to room, also Shlomo Zalman says l'chumri it's kedai to make an erev chateres. If you can't make, and it's a nice thing to do, whatever, he doesn't deal with this svar of Rabbi Yashiv. But Lemaisa, I saw in the Aruch HaShabbos, he just goes with Rabbi Yashiv, which is mainstream safer, and that Lemaisa, the hospital is not considered a dira, the patient is not considered dar there, he's not living there b'chlal, and therefore the patients wouldn't require an Erev Chatzeres in the hospital. Okay, so now, let's just chazer over one what we said. So we said that there's four basic svaras in general to be mater that you shouldn't need an erev chateres. Two of them are that you're a guest. The people living there are just guests. Number one, you're just there for 30 days or less. Number two is that if the owner has tfisas yad, if the owner really owns or kept ownership on part of the room because he has kalim there that are meant for him his own use, so you would only be considered a guest. And we discussed at Studen whether those work in these types of scenarios. The shaila on that is, does it work by a guy, and does it work if no one lives there? Then there's a tzad of that he can move you, but in a hotel scenario in these places, it doesn't really work that well. And then there's a tzad that they can if you eat all together in one room, like the cruise or whatever, the Pesach hotel where everyone's eating together, that's also that's a good heter. Now, in these cases that we're saying, let's say the regular hotel, that you would require an erev chatzeres, so we mentioned quickly, I'll just go into it a little bit more detail. So let's say you decide, I'll be from Guy, I'll make my erev chatzeres. Well, we said that there's a big problem. is that there's still goyim there. And the Erev doesn't work if there's goyim. You have to do a schir. So you have to rent out the rishus from the goyim. And this is true in an apartment building as well. You could do an Erev in an apartment building. In a city that there's no Erev, everyone in the apartment building, you'll do an Erev. But again, how do you do the schirs? This is a very common scenario. In apartment buildings, people live there. You want to make an Erev. What do you do with the schirs? So the emes is that the first person to discuss this on a city Erev, on a level of the city Erev, is the Rivash. And the Rivash says that, like we mentioned in passing before, that you don't actually have to go to each guy and ask them, can I rent your house from you so you don't really live here anymore? You're just renting from me. You don't have to do that. You can go to somebody that has rishus in each of the houses, and since he's kind of he has rishus in the house, he also has rishus to rent the house to you. So what does it mean he has rishus in each of the houses? He has rishus to put stuff in the house. He has rishus to that's the official case of the Gemara. That you have rishus to put stuff in the house. So says the Rivash, since the government at time of war is allowed to come into any house, and they could decide, you know what, we need to store our guns and our stuff in your house. So the government has power and rishus in each of the homes. And even though they're not keeping stuff there, and even though it's not the wartime now, the Rivash says you can make all, and therefore you only have to, in order to rent a house, in order to rent the rishus from all the goyim, you just go to the one person representing the government, the melech, and rent it from him. And that's fine. This is all Shiloh. What happens if he's fired and you have to redo it from the next guy? Whatever. That's the whole Shiloh. Fine.
But in do America, it's in the Constitution okay. That they're not allowed to do that.
Okay. So now, apparently, since the Rivash's times, it became less common that the governments have that type of control over. There's some very, very, very talented lawyers in the crowd. They'd be able to tell us exactly what the rishus. What? No, they could kick you out. They could take it down. I don't know. They can decide they need the house. Right. They could pay you. They can force you to sell them your house, basically. Right. So, the poskim nowadays say on the city level, it's very shver. It's very shver in the safer. Nesivus HaShabbos for a bloy who wrote on every part of Shulchan Aruch and whatever he says Tarachti L'kama Shonim. I worked on many years to try to figure out what was the heter of the Erev Chateris in Yerushalayim, and I don't have a pshat because he says that there's no such thing. Nobody as the only thing he brings down is from the Sefer of Tukhachinsky that says there that since it's a mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, it could be that the Chazal wouldn't say, don't live here if there's goyim living there. Because it's a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, even if there's goyim, than not to live there. But he says, b'maisa, he says, no one, not l'shamanu de svara, and therefore it's not a good svara, but...
How does it help anyone with the schiras?
No, because you wouldn't need schiras. There's no isser to live with goyim there. Chazal wouldn't have nechayv a schiras in a place that's a mitzvah to live.
Yeah.
But anyway, right. Yeah. But anyway, he says that's unheard of, this thing, and you know we can't go with that. So the problem is, who is there that has rishus to go into each house? So in Yerushalayim, what they did was that they started going to the electric company, because the electric company has a meter in each house. So forget the government, because the government, whatever. But you can go to the electric company, and since they have a meter in the houses. And they, you know, they're allowed to put in a meter in each house if you want them to provide. So therefore, the representative electric company, he can rent the houses to all the people. And it became a whole shiloh. Where do they keep the meters? If they keep it in the houses, that's fine. But if they only keep it in the lobby. So now they have rishus in the chatzeris, not in the batim. It's a machloikas, the chazonish. It's complicated. So this was the one mahalach. How to do it nowadays that the government doesn't necessarily have the same strength that they had in the time of the Rivash. Now, the Shevet Alevi basically says, I mean, I'll read you his Lashon. His Lashon is very strong. Also, these people, talking to Shevet Alevi, and they deal with everything. It's not like they come up with svaras for everything. On this, they can't come up with a svara. And so he says, I don't understand it. And it caused me tsar because I don't understand how it works. So the only thing he says is a very good svara. The only thing he says is And so what a lot of towns do, they do a schiris from the mayor. The question is, what's exactly the koyach of the mayor? Does he have a koyach in the houses? Does he not have a koyach in the houses? The attorney general, these things, that's the minig, and that's what people do in every place, is that they go to some representative of the government. So the police, what's their reshus? They can kick you out? Well, what's their... They can come in? I don't know if coming in means anything.
That's what I said. The reverse says they can't come and check your house.
They could use it.
But the police also, in the time...
What could they do?
They could go to somebody's house and they can't go in.
They could store stuff there for a week and say, I'll come back later?
What's up?
I don't think they kick you out. So some people talk and say the police is better, whatever. Lemaisa, there's one thing, is that if there's somebody that has reshus to close down the streets, he has control over the streets. He doesn't have control over the houses, but they have control over the public areas. They could decide, the mayor, I'm closing down the street now, we need a public parade, whatever, we're closing down the street, we're closing down the parks, we need this for that. So they, in a chanami, maybe they don't have reshus in your house, but they have reshus in the public streets. So they could rent you all the goy's reshus in all the public areas. So it would come out, according to that, that you would be allowed to carry now from your house into the public street, because the goy doesn't have anything in the public street. The only thing you won't be able to do is, you won't be able to carry from the goy's house into the street. Because you never got a schiris in the goy's reshus. But who cares? I mean, who's going to the goy's house and taking out something?
Why is it different than the lobby with the electric company?
Maybe it's not. It depends what you want to carry from. But I'm saying is that if you're renting out the reshus that the mayor has in the streets, then that's good to carry from your house to the streets. You just won't be able to carry from anything that he didn't ever shush over, or that there's no Erevan. So that means you won't be allowed to carry from the goy's house into the street. Not only that, the halach is that anyone that's not moide be'eruv. It means anyone that's an apikoris or whatever, if he's not moide be'eruv, also you wouldn't be allowed to carry from his house. So if you're trying to do kiruv on Shabbos, and you know you can't carry stuff in and out of his house into the street. But necessarily. Well, I don't know who controls what exactly. I'm just saying what it says in this farm. I'm not sure. But one thing is like this. One thing's very interesting is that it's a good ha'ara, the Shevet Alevi says, it's a good ha'ara, is that nowadays, especially here, is that you have different streets controlled by different municipalities. You have, a lot of times, you have federal, you have state highways running through in the middle of a township municipality. So you go to the mayor, he can't close down the state highway. And you go to the state, they can't close down the city necessarily. Right. So you have to know exactly the metzias of who has control over what in order to address it. But being all this, this is not really our Indian, just to understand the background. So if a person's in an apartment building, okay, or an hotel, and you want to go ahead and do the... And you want ahead and go ahead and do the Erev. You could do the Erev. You have to ask Rav how to do the Erev. But to do, and the Schiris, the way the Schiris will be done is also you would have to get someone that has Rishus to keep things either in all the apartments or at least in the halls. If you would get someone that has Rishus in all the halls, that's the superintendent and that they can use the public areas for themselves to a certain degree. They can close it off. They could say, you know, whatever. They can keep stuff there. They're allowed to keep their own things there, or they're allowed to work and use the public areas. So that type of person is someone you could do the schiris from them. You won't have to go to the owner. You can go to the representative. And someone mentioned to me also is that if there is, like you mentioned, a homeowners association, it could be that the head of this homeowners association is a direct representative of all the owners. So that could be lechatchila, because then it's much like a shlichus. Whatever he does is on behalf of everybody. So if he does the schiris, it would for sure work. So these are things that without understanding and the sugya, it's very hard to come to a conclusion on it. And you know, I hope we were able to a little bit explain some of the tzadim, lesser and leheter. And the Mitzvah we should all be zoicha to keep Bishar Shabbos properly and see Mashiach the King coming next to us.